Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Okay, folks, hey, welcome. Good to be with you. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. That's number two, so let's get... I've got to add it back in. Okay. Well, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm making a couple of minor adjustments. There we go. Good to be with you. Thanks so much. Hour number two. And very, very, very excited to be with you here. Folks, if you have, I'm sure, how could we miss it, right? The leak that took place last week was SCOTUS, and the apparent, indications are by the Alito leak that there is a consensus among the justices that Roe v. Wade will be overturned, that Roe v. Wade was... bad law, which, you know, we already knew that. That was not a surprise. But now we have pretty clear indications that there are a number of those. Roberts, of course, immediately came out and ran for cover. Last half hour on the program with me was the founder of Operation Rescue, Randall Terry. And you can go to his website. I want to encourage you to do that. RandallTerry.com. RandallTerry.com. They are getting ready to put up a training video to show you how to have a rally in your city and to just simply show up. Planned Parenthood is planning huge rallies for this coming Saturday in cities all across the country. Antifa has already dispersed members of their organization who are finding and going and standing in front of and trying to intimidate Supreme Court justices, which I might add is absolutely 100% against the law here in our country. But they are going out and they are doing everything they can. As a matter of fact, Justice Alito had to cancel an appearance that he was supposed to make I believe it was either the day after or 2 days after he had issued that or that leak had taken place. And I'm sure that it had everything to do with concerns about his safety. I've talked with you before about the significance of what it is that they are doing. By the way, for my new audience joining us, I really want to encourage you, and I have a copy of and will be figuring out a way to get this broadcast out to you. I watched the Dinesh D'Souza 2,000 Mules on Saturday night. I was one of the 80,000. They had an 80,000 limit simply because of, I'm sure, server capacity and what have you. So they had an 80,000 person limit, and I was one of the 80,000 people that was there at the event and watched the film. There is irrefutable evidence that Dinesh D'Souza presents in this documentation put together by Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote and Craig Phillip. Irrefutable evidence. Eric Metaxas was there as well. Shout out to Salem Media Group for being a co-producer of the documentary. And, of course, the reasoning of that being, hey, this is news. It's real news. 4 million hours of surveillance video that was put together with geo-tracking information to clearly identify that there was, in fact, election fraud in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona. Enough election fraud with filmed evidence, enough election fraud to absolutely have changed the outcome of the election. According to the irrefutable evidence that has been presented and accumulated, this isn't hyperbole, this isn't a guess. This is actual, irrefutable geo-tracking coupled with camera surveillance showing these individuals that are geo-tracked to multiple ballot boxes in cities, in places like Fulton County, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and Wisconsin, and Arizona, irrefutable evidence. And then they actually take it further because you can actually include some of the other states as well. But those are the swing states. Those are just those states alone. There was enough election fraud identified based on numbers of ballots and numbers of ballot boxes that each one of these mules went to have changed the outcome of the election, that President Trump would have had 305 electoral votes, more than enough to have retained the presidency. The election was, in fact, stolen. I have been banned from Vimeo for talking about this. I have been banned from LinkedIn for talking about this. I have been banned from Twitter, and I have been banned. Let's see, Vimeo, LinkedIn, Twitter. Oh, and I've been banned from YouTube for talking about this topic. they don't want this information out. They absolutely don't want it. So I thank Salem and their broadcasters, Eric Metaxas, Sebastian Gorka, Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, and of course, you know, Dinesh D'Souza and what he did, Daniela, his daughter, his wife Debbie, who was one of the first ones actually to lead a prosecution against election fraud, Catherine Engelbrecht, Craig Phillip. My sincere appreciation. I had Catherine Engelbrecht on my program back in 2014 when she was under assault, or and her company got under assault by the IRS because she was simply training poll watchers so that they could make sure that elections were not being stolen, that fraud was not being committed. And her organization, True the Vote, they went after him. Not a surprise. Folks, elections and a free election in our United States of America, we have to go back and understand the very beginnings of this. And the beginnings of this is we the people. And we the people have been given inalienable rights. Inalienable rights. It's interesting. I was watching a video and some gal on, it was the Breitbart video about the protests that were happening. And some gal was saying, well, I have inalienable rights. Yes, dear, you have an inalienable right to life, to life. That's to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. Having to do with the accumulation and the ability to live. It's all related to life. And yet, the stance that these abortionists take is the ending of life. I'm gonna go into that here in a couple of scriptures here in just a minute, but I want to get back to what I was talking about elections. So, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, those documents are intertwined. We the people, and have formed a government in order to protect our rights. And we are governed by consent. Now, how does that consent take place? The consent takes place when we are engaged and involved in the election process. We are a representative republic. We are not a democracy. We are a representative republic. And our founders made it very clear that our rights come from God. God gives us our rights. And so it is our responsibility to defend those rights that we have been given in the same manner in which they were given. They were given by God. They are who we are. So when those rights are attempted to be taken, they are essentially trying to snuff out our life. Now, Randall and I, and again, I encourage you, go to randallterry.com to get involved in the efforts that are necessary right now to make our voices heard in every city across this country. There should be pro-life, pro-God, pro-baby people with signs saying abortion is murder, overturn Wade, at every courthouse in every major city across the country. We need to send a message loud and strong and loud and clear about life. And I'm tying the abortion issue together with the election issue because the two are very much tied together. They are very significantly tied together. The abortion issue is about killing life. It's about ending life. And it's about ending life in the place that God says is the reward. Psalm 127, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. The fruit of the womb is his reward to us. He sees children as a reward. Jesus said, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it will be better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. When we come back, I'm going to walk you through some Old Testament where Josiah stopped the practice of the Jewish kings of sacrificing babies as unto Molech. We'll be back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just want to remind you, if you have not been over to the chosengenerationradio.com website, we have done a couple of things to improve it. I want to thank Powers Media for their efforts with regards to the website and kind of just changing a few things around. But number one, you will be able to watch us live, watch the video live. And if you're watching us right now at chosengenerationradio.com, you're watching the TECNTV.com television station. And there is a great broadcast going on there 24 hours a day, so you can be sure and tune in there at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com site. In addition to that, we've got articles that are up that you can pay attention to. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations calls the Taliban's new decree that requires Afghan women to cover their faces unconscionable. Let's see. S&P hits U.S. states with politicized credit scores. Left-wing militants torched a pro-life organization's office. Madison, Wisconsin headquarters of a pro-life organization, the Wisconsin Family Action office, was hit early Sunday morning with Molotov cocktails. So you'll get that kind of information dropped into your email box. I also sent out on Friday just kind of an overview of what we had covered last week. And we'll be talking here in just a few minutes with Paul Janicek. There's major, major hotspots right now. You've got China that has sent the largest sea-bearing armaments, battleships and so forth, the largest grouping ever put out to sea, has gone to Japan. We'll talk in details about that with Paul Janicek coming up. But China, Japan, and the U.S., tensions growing there. Tensions continue to grow in Israel, and there's a lot of activity taking place there regarding the Temple Mount and the 1967 boundaries and Hamas and Russia and what's happening there. Putin made it very clear today. May 9th, they celebrate their big revolution day over there in Russia. At any rate, but he rattled the sabers and tried to put justification with regards to it. I was involved in a call last week, and I'll try and get that detailed information up for you as well. But a former economic advisor to Putin was talking about his plans and his desires. And one of the things, the reason why he's killing all the Ukrainians, he's doing an ethnic cleansing. He has declared genocide on Ukrainians. That's what he's doing, an ethnic cleansing, and he's declared genocide on Ukrainians. They tried this during the Holodomor. If you aren't familiar with the Holodomor, 1932, 1933, you should check that out. So much going on, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we need to pray. We need to pray in the power of the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to start talking about this more. I believe God's calling me to do some teachings on this, so I'm going to be doing that, and I'll let you know when and how you can follow that. During my time in between here and there for 6 weeks in intensive care on life support, God showed me some things. And one of the most important things that he showed me is that the church has been fooled by wolves in sheep's clothing, and that the church is not calling on the power of the name of Jesus Christ and understanding the full effect of that power. It's really something. We'll talk more about that when I get into that teaching. All right. I told you I was going to give you some pieces here to of this whole big giant puzzle that I've been putting together for you in this segment. So let's start with this. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Well, how do we understand that? How do we understand? What do they mean? What are some of the key things here? We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Well, why are we establishing this? They tell us in the Declaration, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Here's what they said. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That when any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Ladies and gentlemen, our founders put our government together in order to secure our rights.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to...
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. I'm going to give you a couple of scripture references real quick to go check these out. 2 Kings 16:3. 2 Kings 21:6, 2 Kings 22:18 through 20, and 23:4 through 10. And I'll try and get this article up for you as well. But folks, these are talking about when Israel was involved in sacrificing children. King Manasseh was the worst. He sacrificed his own son in fire. I bet you didn't know that. His own son sacrificed in fire to Moloch. That was the king of Judah. So when King Josiah came into power, he had all those altars torn down and destroyed, and he stopped the sacrificing of infants and children to the devil, because that's what they were doing. And we need to be on top of this. Go to randallterry.com, randallterry.com. There'll be a training video coming up here in the next hour to tell you exactly how to organize a protest in your city. RandallTerry.com. Critically important that we get on top of this, folks, because Planned Parenthood and that whole bunch, including Antifa, Antifa is actually going to the justices' homes. All right, I want to get on to this other topic matter because, you know, there's so much that's going on, and you need to be informed so you can be in prayer, so you can contact your senators and your congressional representative at 202-224-3121 and make your voice heard. The Senate, by the way, is supposed to be this week hearing some kind of legislation now. They're going to try to legislate Roe v. Wade in light of what they think might happen to it. And they're pushing in the Senate to try to, I guess, somehow turn it into an actual legislated law that you can kill babies in the United States of America. Innocent blood shed. So call your senators, call your congressmen, and tell them you want Roe v. Wade overturned and you do not want a law that makes it a law to kill children. All right, my next guest, he's a former diplomat specializing in international security affairs. He served in the Trump and the Bush administration. He's also a former deputy assistant inspector general, former Navy, well, obviously, former Navy, Navy vet, and a Navy Warfare College graduate. And people who I highly respect and are highly respected refer to him as being somewhat of a savant when it comes to understanding geopolitical matters and international political risk. I want to welcome Paul Janicek to the program. Paul, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, Greg, it's always a blessing to be with you and your good audience. And the check is in the mail for that introduction you gave me. I wanted to mention, I know that we have national security noise to get on to, but the vote that you are referencing with respect to the Senate is something that Schumer is supposed to bring up, I believe, today. He's filing a cloture motion, and then on Wednesday, the idea would be Wednesday, they would be setting the vote. I love reading the opposition's opposition research, and what I can tell you is even the Democrats give it a low chance of passing. That doesn't matter. We've got to keep the heat up.
Yes.
Here. We've got to keep people mobilized, and we got to keep them mobilized, particularly in their hometown.
Yes.
So if they can get out and show support for this issue, I sort of look at, if you don't think the spirit of Moloch isn't alive and well, it most certainly is, and it's operating in America. I mean, the Bohemian Grove has named their local part of the Russian River Lake Moloch, for crying out loud. If you don't think that that stuff still exists this day and is very real, it is, which means the curses that come with it in that
are
day
also
on us. And if you want to see our position improve in the world and within the law in the United States, we got to pull that curse off of our law.
No doubt.
So, no doubt. Yeah. So, with that, fire away.
well, in addition to that, we were talking about this. We were coming on air, you and I, kind of in the green room. But you know, we've got today is a celebration day, or was a celebration day in Russia. And Putin made it very clear, that he thinks that he's well justified in attacking the Ukraine. And it is an attack. It is an invasion. And I was on a call just this last week, and I'll get that information up for you as well, folks. But a former economic advisor to Putin said his goal is, number one, he wants to do an ethnic cleansing of the Ukrainian people. And he wants to take back the Eastern European bloc that they lost when the Soviet Union was dispelled. So that means he wants to take back a portion of, if not all, of Germany. And the pressure that they're putting on relative to the pipeline and the gas pipeline and Biden's ineptitude is a major issue when it comes to that particular situation. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I just had seen an article that one of the countries over there that said that they wanted a derogation. I'm not even sure what that means, Paul. What is a derogation?
I would need the context what it is they say that they.
They want a derogation when it comes to derogation, civil law and common law, a partial suppression. Okay, so they want a derogation as it relates to being involved in the stopping of the importing of Russian oil.
Oh, okay. It's basically a combination of codified divestiture, if you will. I don't know how else to put it, but it's not quite law, but it sort of is. It's really difficult to explain, but it sounds like sort of going along with what the G7
Bulgaria
said over the weekend.
Yeah, Bulgaria says that it'll veto the EU oil sanctions on Russia if it doesn't get a derogation from the proposed ban on buying Russian oil. So there you go.
Yeah, they basically want to exist outside of what the European Union and the G7 moved on over the weekend.
Right.
And that brings up another issue that is related to all of this, is that the Russians have been used willingly, might I add, throughout this whole saga as cover for the progress of the Iranian nuclear negotiations in Vienna.
Yes.
Is that throughout all of this, the Russians were doing the heavy lifting in between the United States and the Iranians, because the United States and Iran are not meeting face to face, or have not been. The negotiations are now stalled out. And so while the entire world was focusing on Ukraine, where Russia is clearly the aggressor, you and I agree on that. They are the wrongful party here.
Yes.
They may have been doing their motive, within the heart of their motive, there may have been some right things, but done in the wrong way, and probably knowing Putin for the wrong reason. That also being said, Zelensky is not a good guy. George Soros is right behind that guy. So all of that.
Yeah. I hear you. But in talking with several different Ukrainians that have been in very involved in all of this process, they question the criminality or the characterization of the criminality of Zelensky.
I tend to as well, because when it comes to Ukraine, criminality, I hate to say this because it sounds like I'm indicting an entire people. Criminality is just doing business in a lot of cases. Where I was going to say with Zelensky, yep, that the one person who is a great deal worse than Zelensky is Poroshenko. And I think that what originally the deep state wanted was either Zelensky to flee or to achieve his martyrdom in the cause and reinstall Poroshenko.
I'm sure
that is my,
yeah. Well, they wanted a puppet. The bottom line is that, and this is the second half of what The Economist said, Putin wants an ethnic cleansing of Ukrainians, and he wants a Putin puppet back in charge of the Ukraine that is going to do Moscow's bidding again. And that was part of the reason why they got rid of Poroshenko, because Poroshenko, and I forget the other guy's name, but it's a very close similarity. They're both victors from 2014. But
Yanukovych.
So Yanukovych was an absolute Putin puppet. Poroshenko was a shadowy Putin puppet. And that's why in 2019, they got rid of him. And if Trump had not been in office here in the United States, Zelensky never would have been able to have done that. That never would have been able to have happened if President Trump hadn't been the president of the United States, if the United States hadn't actually exerted itself as a power player on the international scene. Okay. Yeah. When we get back, let's jump into China, Japan, and the U.S., because we've got a major ordeal, a major naval ordeal that's taking place there. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com. Donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Navy vet, Navy Warfare College grad, and he is currently an international political risk analyst as well. And it is my sincere pleasure to have Paul. I've known Paul for a number of years now and just greatly appreciate his expertise. Let's get into this situation of what's going on. You alerted me to the fact that China on late last week had launched one of the largest amphibious how do you refer to them? Regatta?
Carrier strike group. Okay. of their aircraft carrier Liaoning, as well as 8 missile frigates in a rather impressive armada. And there were amphibious ships that they married up with when they put to sea last week.
Okay. And so they have steamed basically into the Japanese seas near...
They have now kicked past the Sea of Japan. They're in the Western Pacific, and they have maneuvered past our large fleet base called Sasebo, which is in the Nagasaki Prefecture of Japan. That's extreme southern Japan. And they've maneuvered past Okinawa, where we have a number of that's where the U.S. Marines and the Air Force has a large contingent. And they are now east of Taiwan. And what they're doing is they're operating as a combined fleet in what is known in naval aviation as blue water operations. That's where the aircraft carrier is launching and recovering airplanes. And the airplanes really have nowhere to go except back to the ship. There's no land to divert to. So they are that far away from their homeland operating right now east of Taiwan.
East of Taiwan. Okay, so if I'm looking at a map of Japan, and I've got Hokkaido in the far north, and I've got Fukuoka and Kumamoto in the Kagoshima, I guess would be the furthest down to the south. Give me an idea then in relation to those landmarks of where we're talking about.
We're talking about another 800 miles to the south. So okay. they moved very quickly. They covered a very long distance over about 5 days.
So now we're talking. Okay, so now I see Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And are they north of Okinawa?
They are south of Okinawa. They are okay. off of Taiwan itself.
Wow. So they're off the tip of Taipei.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's to the point now to where, for people who are avid social media folks, there are Taiwanese fishermen who are sending pictures of the aircraft carrier. It's that close to their waters.
My. And of course, Taiwan is a place that they have threatened that they're going to attack.
Yeah, they consider it a renegade province. The Chinese consider it a renegade province. They consider it theirs. They are viscerally offended that the United States aids Taiwan. We have enshrined in law called the Taiwan Defense Act that we will provide military support in the event of a general attack by the Chinese. And so not to be outdone, the Japanese, who have an aircraft carrier, it is at sea right now watching the Chinese carrier. We have the USS Abraham Lincoln strike group, which is at sea watching the Chinese carrier. Right. And the Chinese carrier emerged from the East China Sea into the Pacific Ocean at the same time that the USS Ronald Reagan, an aircraft carrier, U.S. aircraft carrier, left port for its what we call workups. It's basically that's where you take the ship out to sea, make sure it's in good working order, and then bring planes aboard, and you make sure that the crew and the airplanes all work together really well. So we now have four aircraft carriers, three of which, of course, are allied, as well as the Chinese. And so the waters that are in that area are already very busy with ships that cannot get into Shanghai in particular because of the COVID lockdown. So there's a lot of steel sitting on the Pacific Ocean in the Far East right now.
Give me an idea. I mean, what is your take with regards to this, Paul? What do you think the next steps are going to be? And why, I guess, I don't know, to a degree, why do we need to be paying close attention to this?
Because China has been the sleeper issue. I'm sure it's no mystery to you and no mystery to your listeners that just before Ukraine was invaded by Russia, that the Chinese premier and President Putin met in Beijing as mm-hmm. the Winter Games were kicking off. That there was a great deal of speculation, at least in non-traditional establishment media, that this would be the time that the Chinese would use while the world was distracted with Ukraine to go after Taiwan. There was really some merit to that, but bluntly, I think that Ukraine continues to serve as a foil for attention. That right now, while much of the United States traditional media establishment focuses on this, the Chinese are menacing much of East Asia with the deployment of this carrier. And that is them effectively using the press. And the press over there, the Japanese press, is really pretty good about reporting just how many Americans are in the area. What I think is that this is the Chinese playing a very traditional game that they have played with reference to the United States, which is they play down their bad conduct, unlike the most of the rest of the countries that the United States is forced to confront. Iran, for example, North Korea is another example. Russia, yet another example. The Chinese tend to play this down because really what they're trying to do is they're trying to set the conditions that they are the great power and that they will have their way. And they're showing proof that they will have their way because the Americans are distracted. That's point that's probably point number one and probably the primary point. The other thing that I would say, though, that we don't pay very much attention to at all in the United States, but we really have to.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Lockdowns that are very, very unpopular. The anecdotal information that I've derived, and it's just that, is that the Chinese Christian community has pulled together and they're holding together very quietly, very well in the face of this repression.
Right.
And on top of that, the factions within the Communist Party are using the public media to effectively bicker at each other. And amid all of this, and this is point two, is that this is a show of force by Xi going into the party Congress later this year. Probably could expect another episode like this, a projection of power, because his position is slipping. And you may recall at one point, I think we even discussed on this show, a couple of years ago at this point, that he was named president for life. Well, it was a moniker that was given to him, but it was never officially done as such. Right. It was a moniker. And I think it's now becoming he is president only for life, if you catch my drift.
I understand.
It's gotten that bad.
Paul, hold that. Folks, we gotta take a jump off with our radio audience, but I'm gonna encourage you, Paul, if you can stick around for a few minutes after. I'd like to talk a little bit more in developing this, and you're welcome to join us at chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Okay, folks, I'm here with Paul Janacek, and we're doing a little bit of overtime here on TECNTV.com on our social media pages, and we want you to understand, because this is pretty serious. So, Paul, I'm looking right now at a map, and I don't know if you're able to access what's being shown on social media. You can go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, obviously mute the volume, and I would suggest using like Bing or use Firefox, better picture that way. But I've got up a picture of a map that shows Chinese fleet headquarters and major American Navy bases, first and second island chains. And so it shows the base at Sasebo, Yokosuka, Guam, and then Okinawa and Chinhe as the major American bases in that general area. Then you've got Zhanjiang, Ningbo, and Qingdao as the major Chinese fleet headquarters. This would appear then to be were these launched from Zhanjiang in the south?
The ships that sortied from the Chinese side?
Yes, sir.
More towards up by Beijing. I have your site up right now, but the map is a little distorted in my view.
Okay. Are you on Firefox?
I am on, I'm actually on Brave, but,
okay. Yeah. There's only like two browsers that actually let TECNTV show well. One of them is something called Slim. And then the other one that I found that seems to work is Firefox, but Google.
No worries. Yeah. Well, I'll remember that for next time.
Okay. Anyway, I found that map, and then I found a secondary map that's a little bit larger. And this map essentially is talking about the Pratas Islands, and that the fleet that we're talking about, some China military drill, was a drill. Essentially, how they would take over the Pratas Islands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my geography is failing me right now. The Chinese have effectively opted to identify what it is they're willing to fight over and how they're going to push in that first map, how they're going to push their defensive chain further and further out and okay. consolidate their position along the way using sort of islands as stationary aircraft carriers, if you will.
Okay.
And they have done this down in, if you look southwest of Pratas Island, into the South China Sea, they've already done this in the Spratly Atoll. And the reason for that is that there's a great deal of oil and natural gas